I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. And this is a very special netcast. This is the one you've been waiting for. This is the 300th episode of Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And by the way, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, and we have been since the very beginning. TechPodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on the Dr. Bill Show. I tell you what, I'm excited about today because the 300th show, I mean, what's not to be excited about? This is awesome. And we've got a lot of cool stuff to talk about, a lot of cool stuff to do, not the least of which is give away a boxy TV box, which I'll talk about more in just a minute. But I also want to mention that we are also members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Now, we've been a member for actually quite a while, but I haven't been mentioning it. But Robbie Ferguson on Category 5 TV mentioned it on his show, and I went, you know, he's right. I need to mention that too. No slight on Tech Podcast Network, because we are proud members of Tech Podcast Network. But I tell you what, it's great to have all these associations of internet broadcasters and tech broadcasters coming together and doing great things together. So I like talking about that as well. Anyway, this is the Boxy Box Box. The Boxy Box Box. Yes. It is. Notice it says Mute Boxy TV. And you'll also notice still in the shrink wrap, unopened. This is not like a refurbished or used, or I don't want mine anymore, so I'm giving it away. This is a real, complete, brand spanking new one, never before registered. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to put it over here. As I mentioned before, Boxy, the company, has been absorbed. They no longer exist. And if you go to their website, boxy.tv, they say, we no longer exist. So some of you are saying, well, Dr. Bill, what good is it then? You're giving me a box that I'm going to go there and see actually what they do say, because they change a lot what's going on. Here's what it says. We're pleased to announce Boxy will be joining Samsung. Basically, what it means is Samsung bought them. Okay? Which is good. You know, Samsung smart TVs are cool, and all the Boxy technology will go into that. All right? But this Boxy box that I'm giving away is not like useless, okay? It's still a cool device. I have one hooked up to my TV. And since I have it hooked up to my TV, let me show you what it can do, okay? All right, what we're looking at here is the Boxy player. As you know, I've mentioned that Boxy is officially defunct. But the box itself that we're giving away here on the 300th netcast is still functional. So, you know, the winner will win a functioning device, shrink-wrapped in the box. What I want to show you is this is the apps screen, and I'm using the remote to select applications. Whoops, I went into settings. I didn't mean to do that. Let's go back to apps. And now if I click down here, you'll notice I have Netflix, so you can set it up with your Netflix account, Vudu, and YouTube. And actually, you can come down here and play Pandora, Spotify, AOL OWN, the file browser. Now this is interesting. The file browser allows you to connect your media through the USB port on the Boxy box and then play your own files. So if you had a USB stick and you had videos on it, you could play it from here, which is pretty nice. Some of the lower end Roku boxes, for instance, don't have that. You have to go to the higher end one, which I have, in order to do that. And it's very handy, particularly if you, in my case, you're developing video and you want to test it, you can just play it directly without having to upload it to the cloud. So that's kind of nice. They've got the TED app, the AccuWeather. So let me go into AccuWeather and give you an example of how this works. So right now, as I record this, it's 72 degrees and cloudy outside, and it gives you a breakdown of the weather for High Point. So that's kind of cool. I go back here and I can go to Vimeo, Wall Street Journal Live, Cloudy, which allows you to share videos with folks, and then Major League Baseball. Not a big sports guy, so that doesn't really matter to me that much. But one of the things that a lot of people have been really interested in is a version of YouTube that you can kind of lean back and watch YouTube. Well, appropriately enough, they call the YouTube app here YouTube Lean Back. And it's coming up now. Now keep in mind that, like I said, Boxy, the company, is gone, but all of this still works. Now this is tied to my YouTube account, and I can come over here on what to watch, and it will click through all the things that I have linked to myself. So here's DNews. I really enjoy watching DNews. It's kind of neat. It's science information. This is a thing on the mobile Raspberry Pi that somebody built. So neat stuff, and you can come through here and play whatever. So let me play just a second here of DNews. You notice the interface comes up. Now I apologize for the screen being a little askew here, but let me hit play. I brought it up and then didn't hit play. That wasn't good. And what it will do is it will go out to... Did I not hit play? I didn't hit play. I'm sorry. It will go out and it will pull in DNews off the web.
As you probably know, we are nerds or geeks or maybe just a bit of both. And as such, we enjoy a good documentary. And since I have Netflix, I grabbed...
It's kind of weird how the... If you don't have Netflix, camera here is focusing in a weird way on the screen because as it changes, it tries to refocus. So I apologize for that. Let me go back here and exit the application since we're trying to demo everything here. Let's go up here. Now this is interesting. You go to TV. Now TV, first of all, will scan all the channels in your area. Now I'm using the little small included, it's about 1 foot long, antenna that comes with the Boxy Box in the actual boxed shrink wrap version here that you're going to be getting if you win the contest. And it will scan all the channels in your area. Well, if you have it hooked up to a real antenna, you're going to get all the channels that are in your area. With the little antenna here, and I'm out in the middle of the country, we only get one channel on this particular antenna. So I'm going to go ahead and select that. And there it is, a cartoon. It's Saturday morning, so of course there's a cartoon. But it's very high quality. And I'm going to exit out of that.
Our cause stirs hearts even in France. I am pleased.
And go straight to Netflix. There is a button on the remote for Netflix that will immediately open it up. It's a good way to also end other programming. There's also a Vudu button to go directly into Vudu. And of course, this will take you into your Netflix account, which is pretty cool. So here's the bottom line. This is why I wanted to give you a little run through here, a little demo of how it works. And of course, there are two versions of the Netflix experience, one for the kids and one for Netflix. Matter of fact, you know what? I've never actually even looked at the one for kids. Let me see how different it looks. I'm experimenting while doing a video. How's that? Anyway, the point is that it is still functional. I wanted to make sure you understood that, that you're not just getting something when you win the contest that's just useless. It is fully functional and useful and is still a neat deal. Now, what will the Chromecast mean, for instance, to these kinds of devices, even the Roku? That's a good question, and we'll talk more about that in just a minute. Okay, so there you go. See what I mean? It's still useful. Yes, and so don't worry, don't fret, because we do have a useful device to give you for the official, you know, giveaway. The official Dr. Bill giveaway. I just saw something. I got an email. What do you know? You say, well, Dr. Bill, people get emails all the time. Why are you excited? I got an email from Boxy. Here I am talking about the fact that Boxy is defunct. And they sent me an email right in the middle of the show. The reason is I hooked up for that video you just saw. I hooked up the Boxy box and dialed in the channels, which I hadn't done, actually, the local channels. I'm more interested in the app side. And so it says, hi, Dr. Bill, we noticed that your Boxy TV is getting little to no channels. Here's a few suggestions to improve your situation. If you found very few channels or none at all, don't be discouraged. It could be that your antenna needs to be positioned in a better location. And then it tells me all about that. Well, of course I know that. If I had a better antenna, it would get better signal. But this is kind of cool, you got to admit, for a company that's no longer actually there. That's not bad. I know it's an automated email. Give me a break. But it's still kind of cool. You know, what was I doing? Oh, I know what I was doing. I was going into my email to tell you who the winner is. Okay, we pick the winner randomly by basically going picking out somebody from all of the emails we got. It's highly scientific. Yes. Well, anyway, our winner is, are you ready? Drum roll. Thank you, Fred. Good old Fred. He's always right there, ready when you need him to interject a little sound. And he likes doing that. Usually to surprise me. At least this time he did it when I asked. It's progress, I guess. Well, it's a 300th episode. You know, I mean, Fred's like, he's excited too. Well, moderately interested anyway. All right, anyway, our winner is... That's my phone. You know the rule. I don't answer my phone when I'm on the air. I'll hit the little button that says, sorry, I was unable to answer your call. Don't you love phones? Anyway, we're off to a rousing start. Okay, Fred, let's have that drum roll again. Thank you. Okay, our winner is Nate Sprouse. Way to go, Nate! Nate sent an email and says, I'm a longtime watcher of DrBill.tv and watch all your shows, including Handheld Hack and Word of Faith Netcast. So, dude, and he watches us on his Roku, he says. Now, you're saying, well, Dr. Bill, he's got a Roku. What's he need a Boxy box for? Well, he won. You know, it's random. I'm random. But he won officially, so he gets it. So here's the thing. I have a Roku, and I have a Boxy, and I use them both. So there. Anyway. So congratulations, Nate. You'll be getting your Boxy box as soon as I get your mailing address. You didn't give me that in the email, which is okay. but you got to send me one now that says, here's my mailing address, and I will send it to you. Hope you didn't mind me using your name. I didn't give your location because I don't know it, and I wouldn't if I did have it. So there you go. But anyway, we'll be mailing this right to you. Get a phone call. I get emails. I'm getting all this stuff going on right in the middle of a netcast, and a very special netcast at that. Anyway, first item this week is about the Google Chromecast. Now, you know I mentioned in the placeholder that I did earlier in the week. This has been a long week. But yeah, I guess it was earlier in the week. I did a little mention of the Chromecast. The Chromecast is a game changer, okay? You know, I've noticed something. My face looks a little blue. It's because of this light I'm using, okay? It's one of those LED lights. I'm going to do something that you're not supposed to do. I'm putting it toward the screen slightly, but it's kind of got a blue tint to it, so that's why it looks a little blue. You don't care, I know, but lighting is just this thing that I have to deal with all the time. I got lights over here. I got lights from the window, and it's still not enough. Anyway, Google Chromecast, dude, I've got one ordered. And they said they had some at Best Buy, so I checked Best Buy, and they said, no, they were sold out. And then they say, we're getting in a shipment tomorrow. It might be on the shipment. Give us a call on Thursday morning. So I called bright and early Thursday morning. They said, no. So I've got one on order. When it comes in, I will demo it. But in the meantime, you gotta trust me that it's gonna be a game changer. It's awesome. It's a revolution. And it's $35. I mean, $35, you waste more than that going, like, you know, out to eat or something these days. So, whoa! Yes, Fred. Fred says, move along. Okay, anyway, that's what I mean about him doing sounds, that he enjoys doing it and stuff, and that's because of the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week, remember I said I'd have two Geek Software of the Weeks for this week. The first one is Active File Recovery. Yes, I had a USB drive. I don't even have it here. It's at work. But anyway, I had a USB drive plugged to my computer, and it went... had died. I was not happy. And so I couldn't get to any data, and it had all kinds of good data on it. So I needed to get to it. So I found this Geek Software of the Week, Active File Recovery, and it recovered a file with the free version. And it was just a little bitty file. It'll only do like 65K or something on the free version. So I went ahead and bought the full version for $29.95. And then I was able to recover even more files. Now, some were not recoverable, sadly, but it recovered all that it could from a USB drive, and I thought that was fairly impressive. Now, next item, the Google Chromecast demoed on the Cord Cutters podcast. Since I couldn't demo it myself, since mine hasn't come in yet, I let the dude here on the GigaOhm Cord Cutters podcast do the demo for me. Techzilla also this week has a good demo of it. Actually, very informative demo on Techzilla. So I encourage you to check out Revision 3's Techzilla for more information. It's just the Google Chromecast is awesome, I'm telling you. Okay, anyway. The Ubuntu Edge, is it yet another game changer like the Google Chromecast? Not in the same venue, but you know what I'm saying. But the Ubuntu Edge, get my companies confused. The Ubuntu Edge is a proposed phone. Now, you know how they have all these Kickstarter projects? Well, there's another site similar to Kickstarter called Indiegogo, which I think is a stupid name, but that's okay. Anyway, Indiegogo, they are requesting, this is Canonical, Mark Shuttleworth's company that produces Ubuntu Linux, he has this idea, this brilliant idea, that if you produce a phone, let me get my phone that rang a while ago and disturbed me, a phone, like this is a Droid phone, old, very old phone. But imagine if this were the Ubuntu Edge phone, you would plug it into your docking station thing, and you would have a full-blown Ubuntu Linux computer. But when you unplug it and use it as a phone, it would be just a regular Android phone. Or alternatively, you could use the Ubuntu phone interface. Pretty cool. So that's the idea. I became a founding member of the Ubuntu Edge for $20. Okay, $20. And what does that get you, Dr. Bill? It gets my name displayed on a website. Yes. So, yeah, what are you gonna do? So anyway, I would encourage you to check out the Indiegogo. I still think it's a stupid name. Website with the Ubuntu Edge. And there's a video here on the drbill.tv blog. drbill.tv, as you already know. Whoa! Poor Fred, you're liking this two geek software of the weeks in one show thing. He does. He really loves playing that annoying noise. Anyway, yes, Geek Software of the Week Extra, Virtual Drive Creator. What does it do? That's what they ask here in their little blurb that I posted. What does it do? Virtual Drive Creator lets you map any available drive letter on your computer to any folder on your drive with ease. Suppose you're working on a project where you have placed all your files in a directory such as C, Users, Admin, My Documents, Projects, Acme, Corp, Acquisition, Drafts. That's kind of hard to type. To access your files in Windows Explorer or any other application, you need to transverse through the maze of folders to get there. Using Virtual Drive Creator, you can simply map an available drive such as R to the precise directory you're working in, and then you can access those files quickly and easily by just going r:timeline.doc or whatever your file is in that directory. So, dude, that's cool. You know, it's marginally useful. Okay. So anyway, next item. This is an item about the open source project called PyCast. Now, if I had a pie and I cast it, you get the idea. Pie cast, no, that's not what it's for, though. It's not like an automated software way of throwing pies at people. Like the person did with Bill Gates, you know, threw a pie in his face. You remember that long ago? I know, I'm showing my age again.
I remember when Bill Gates got hit in the face with a pie. I loved it.
Anyway, actually I did. I thought it was cool. But I mean, you know, no, I'm glad it was just a pie. I don't want Bill Gates hurt. You know, he's actually doing a lot of good with his Bill Gates or Gates Foundation or whatever it's called. He and his wife, Melinda. His wife's name is Melinda. My wife's name is Belinda. Interesting. Particularly since Bill Gates and I are the same age. That's actually disturbing. Anyway, I don't have as much money as he does yet. Yet. Feel free to contribute. Anyway, the open source PyCast project. What's it about, Dr. Bill? Well, I'll tell you. As you well know, what this dude did, okay, who wrote this, is he wrote software to turn a Raspberry Pi into a Chromecast. You notice there's a theme here this week of Chromecast info. It's because I'm so excited about the Chromecast. It's going to change the world, I'm telling you. Yes. Say, boy, Dr. Bill, you're high energy this week. Well, it's the 300th episode. What do you expect? Anyway. And I'm really jazzed about the Chromecast. I want it to come in. I checked right before the show to see if they'd shipped it yet. And they haven't. Bummer! Anyway, they have to make new ones. They sold out like the first day. They announced it on a Wednesday. They were sold out by end of day Wednesday. And see, you say, well, Dr. Bill, why didn't you get in on that? Well, because I was on vacation. I was offline. Offline. And since I was offline, I didn't know about it, so I couldn't order in the first wave. The first wave. Actually, wave is appropriate. I was in the pool. So, anyway, but it's okay. You know, vacations are important, and that's good. And besides, when the Chromecast does finally ship and come in, I'll be like a kid in a candy store. It's the anticipation, you know what I mean? It's like when you used to ship in, now here I'm really showing my age. You would send in your box tops from cereal to get some little decoder ring. Yes, I've done that. Of course I have. Boy, that's been a long time since I did that kind of thing. But anyway, so, you know, when you're waiting, you've sent it in and you're waiting like, oh, I want my decoder ring. And then it finally comes in and you go, oh, look, this is so cool. It's just a little piece of plastic, but it's cool. So this will be a piece of plastic that does neat stuff. So that will be even cooler. Alrighty, anyway, back to the podcast project. I'm digressing, as usual. The podcast project, the whole idea is you take your Raspberry Pi, which means you have to buy the Raspberry Pi. That's $35. So right there alone, you're already as much as the Chromecast. But then you have to add a power supply to it. That's more money. Then you have to add some other stuff. Anyway, by the time you get through, you've got about $69 to $70 invested in hardware. Then you have to download the software, install it on the Raspberry Pi. Then you have to configure it, which takes a while to actually figure out how to configure it because it's just an open source project. It doesn't do a lot of stuff automatically. And then it's really, 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 really slow. Okay, because it's running on a Raspberry Pi, which is low power. And so there's a video here that you can see it all happen. And you'll see what I mean by slow. Okay, so you say, well, Dr. Bill, why even mention it? Well, it just shows you how important the Chromecast announcement was. This guy immediately went out and created this project for the Raspberry Pi to mimic its features. You know, I mean, it's like he probably said, I can't get one yet because they sold out, so I'm going to just build one. And he did. Which is cool. Gotta admit that. But at any rate, pretty neat little project, you know, okay, and it's on GitHub, you know, where they host these kinds of open source things. So go there. There's a link right under the YouTube video that I have of the project, and you can go there and you can download it. You can play. If you already have a Raspberry Pi, if you've already purchased one, then of course it would be free to you because open source is free. So that's cool, all right? So there you go. We've given away a boxy TV. We've talked about the Chromecast. We've talked about two geek softwares of the week. Dude, this show will go down in the annals of history. Well, more or less. So, hope you enjoyed the 300th anniversary edition. I know some of you are saying, well, Dr. Bill, where's the Game Master? The Game Master was on the 200th show. Yes, he was. But right now, he's asleep. He sleeps late on Saturdays. I'm an early bird on Saturdays, like every other day. So, he's asleep. The kitty's around here, though. She's busy being a kitty. But anyway, hope you enjoyed the show. Join us next week. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.